This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The stage is set for the fourth phase of polling for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. Voting will be held in 96 Lok Sabha seats, spread over 9 states and 1 union territory. 25 seats of Andhra Pradesh, 17 seats of Telangana, 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 8 seats each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each of Jharkhand and Odisha, along with 1 seat of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, will go to polls in this phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. The Commission said polling time in certain assembly segments of 17 parliamentary constituencies of Telangana has been increased to enhance voter participation. Over 17.7 crore voters, including 8.97 crore male and 8.73 crore female voters, are eligible to cast their votes in this phase. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. The fates of several prominent candidates will be sealed in the EVMs. Union ministers and BJP leaders Giriraj Singh, Arjun Munda, G. Kishan Reddy, Ajay Kumar Mishra, JDU's Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Congress leader Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, TMC's Mahua Moitra and Shatrughan Sinha, and Asaduddin Owaisi of AIMIM are among the prominent candidates in the fray. Besides, the voting for single-phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh for 175 seats and 28 legislative assembly seats of Odisha will also be held tomorrow. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the budget for the ST community has been increased manyfold than the previous Congress government. Addressing a rally in Hooghly, West Bengal, Mr. Modi said students from the ST community are also being provided with scholarships. He added that the teacher recruitment scam in the state has maligned the reputation of West Bengal. Mr. Modi will address another public meeting in Howrah. Earlier, he held two public meetings at Jagat Dal of Barakpur Lok Sabha constituency. In Uttar Pradesh, many senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties campaigned in the state today. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the media center of the party in Varanasi. He also took stock of the preparations related to the roadshow of senior BJP leader Mr. Modi from Varanasi tomorrow. Preparations are in full swing in Varanasi for the nomination of Prime Minister Modi from the constituency on Tuesday. Later, Amit Shah addressed a political rally in the Kaushambi constituency. He campaigned in Raebareli and Gonda constituencies also. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra started her campaign today from Harchandpur area in Raebareli constituency. She said that whatever development has taken place in Raebareli is because of Congress. Delhi Fire Service has termed the bomb threat to IGI Airport, Delhi, Sanjay Gandhi Hospital in Mangolpuri area and Government Hospital in Burari as a hoax. According to Delhi Fire Service official, these two hospitals and a Delhi airport today received an email regarding a bomb threat, following which teams of police, bomb squad and dog squad were rushed to the spot. The official said a search operation was conducted at these places and nothing suspicious was found there. Nepal's legendary mountaineer Kami Rita Sherpa made history today by breaking his own record for the highest number of ascents of Mount Everest as he scaled the world's highest peak for the 29th time. According to Rakesh Gurung, director at the Tourism Department in the Nepalese Ministry of Tourism and Civil Aviation, the 54-year-old veteran climber reached the 8,849-meter peak at 7:25 a.m. local time. In chess, India's R. Pragnananda scored yet another victory over world number one Magnus Carlsen of Norway to keep himself afloat, even as Wei Yi of China stretches lead to keep himself afloat, even as Wei Yi of China stretched his lead. With 9 rounds still to go in the Blitz event, Wei Yi has amassed 20.5 points with 7 wins on the first day of the Blitz. And that is the end of this news bulletin.